Welcome back, everybody. We got a more traditional three-game set against the Oakland Athletics out west. Still a couple more late starts. But with us tonight, we have Terry and Charlie to break it all down for you all. Let's get right into it. Game one, Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, 9:40 p.m. Eastern start. We got Tanner Houck, much anticipated first start of the season against John Boyle. Charlie, how do you see this one going?
You're on mute, Charlie.
Man, even Terry called me out a couple episodes ago. I'm so good at being on mute. Anywho, joke is going to be on Oakland. I'm just going to repeat what I just said. The joke is going to continue. Tanner Houck all the way. Sox go up, and we are up 3-2 on the season. T.
Admittedly, I'm not that familiar with the Oakland starter, Joe Boyle, but Tanner Houck, probably your ace of the spring training, season, and I don't see why, he won't get off to a good start. Actually, I do have Boyle's numbers up right now. So he only pitched 16 innings last year over three starts, a 1.69 ERA, didn't walk anyone, so doing this all on the fly, I still think the Red Sox will win it. Oakland's only won one game so far. Houck was, a punch-out machine throughout spring training. So I think the Red Sox offense is a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more scrappier. But it looks like Boyle could be their best starting pitcher. So if we get the rug pulled out from under us, it could be game one. But I'm still going with the Red Sox.
How could you not go with the Red Sox for game one? I think that makes it a 3-0 sweep in game one for us here. I mean, Houck looked great in the spring training. The rotation has been looking very strong. I like that to continue. Really going to need to see Oakland kind of put it to paper before I start picking them over teams that have had, a little more life in them, to say the least. So that's Boston in game one for all three of us. Let's look at game two. You have Brian Bello against Alex Wood. Charlie, who do you got?
Not on mute, and all Bayo, 2-0. I think that Alex Wood's best days are behind him, and that's 6 years ago as a member of the Dodgers when he won 16 or 17 games. Bye-bye, Alex Wood. He's probably done, washed. Brian Bayo is just getting started. Oakland's down 2-0, Sox up 2-0, and we are 4-2 after six. T.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Wood is a journeyman starting pitcher. Charlie, you mentioned that 16-win season. That was actually in 2018 when we faced them in the World Series. He had some pretty good postseason starts that October. And I thought he was going to be the next staple in that Dodgers rotation. And it just really never panned out for him. And, and he's 33 years old now. Bayo's not coming off of a stellar start. I think he kind of struggled the most of anyone in that opening series. Only two strikeouts. Didn't walk anyone, but kind of labored. Oh, my bad. So that was against the Astros in the World Series. My bad. So they went, okay. Senior moment there. I'm the old guy on the crew. But yeah, okay, so that was against the Astros in 2017, and still pitched well despite the fact the Astros were cheating that year, so even more power to him. But he's basically sucked ever since. He might have had Tommy John in there. I think he lost a season somewhere, and just like I said, he's just a guy who's just trying to salvage his career and hold a spot in a rotation, and I don't think he's going to be
You're
shutting.
Absolutely right.
He won't be shutting down the Red Sox, yeah. I don't think.
No, he missed really two seasons because you had the COVID year 2020 where not a lot of people got a lot of opportunities. He only made two starts in 2020, although he did have seven other appearances as a member of the Dodgers that year. In 2019, when he was with the Cincinnati Reds, he only had seven total appearances. So when you look at it, 16 appearances in 2 years before you try to put a full season together in 2021, the expectations are kind of low. He did end up winning 10 games, but everything kind of fell apart after that. So, I mean, you look at it, he would have been 30 years old. So maybe you're starting to see a little bit of wear and tear, to your point, Terry. He's now put in over 1,200 innings on that arm. Never been a guy that's going to blow anybody away either. I have to go with the younger guy. He's almost a decade younger.
All of these are great arguments. Fun fact, I actually met his parents at the U.S. Open in 2016. We went to a night session. We were just standing kind of in the common area watching a match, and there were just like two people chatting. You know, I forget what happened, but we started talking to each other. And yeah, they mentioned that they were Alex Wood's parents. And I was like Alex Wood that pitched for the Braves and now pitches for the Dodgers, Alex Wood. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, that's just like a wild, small world. Right. And also correct me if I'm wrong. It was Ryan Madsen that Dave Roberts kept throwing out against the Red Sox in 2018. Right. The one that just kept getting teed off on by Moreland. And
I think so.
Pierce. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was Madsen or if it was Alex Wood here, but either way, you know, you guys made great points, right? Dude's on the back end of the career, doesn't have that overpowering stuff. I think if the Red Sox can continue to have a good approach at the plate, get that pitch count up, you know, they're going to have their opportunities. He's going to leave balls in the zone, leave balls up in the zone, and, you know, it's just a matter of time. Bayo, you know, had arguably the least impressive start, but still a good start against Seattle. I think he keeps it rolling. You know, there is not a lot to be afraid of in that Oakland lineup at the moment. So that's 2-0 for the good guys. Closing out the series, we have that Wednesday, April 3rd game, 3:37 p.m. Eastern time start. We got Pivetta against Ross Stripling. Charlie, how do you see the third game going?
I forget exactly how Bryce Harper phrased that line to that reporter. Like, I think it was like a chuckle fall, but that's a clown question, bro. I mean, Pivetta just struck out 10, man. How do you go against a guy that just absolutely spanked the Seattle Mariners? For me, 3-0, sweet. Bring out the brooms. We're 5-2. Terry.
This is the biggest slam dunk game of the three. And I mean, I think they're all relatively slam dunks, but Stripling, very serviceable, kind of a swing man. You know, he makes some starts. He'll pitch out of the pen in long relief. He only made 11 starts last year of the 22 games he pitched in. A whip of 1.35, ERA 5.36. Again, you're pitching in Oakland because nobody else wanted you at this point. And, you know, that's where he's at. And I don't think this lineup is going to pose any threat. You know, Nick Pivetta doesn't need his A game, probably doesn't even need his B game to beat the lowly Oakland A's. So I'll take the Sox in a sweep.
Look at that. Don't say that we're a negative podcast. We got three guys predicting a sweep here. For a lot of the same reasons that we just covered, you know, with Boyle and Wood, right? You know, this is, I guess, the Oakland Athletics version of starter to be named later, right? It's rinse and repeat. You know, there's a guy with a 7.20 ERA, one start into the season, you know, never really had numbers that kind of blew you away or scared you. You know, Pivetta's got those 10 punch outs, a much lower ERA, obviously, and he's humming, he's cruising right now. You know, I like that the Red Sox are knocking out the West Coast swing early in the season too. You know, get out there, stay out there, acclimate, and then, you know, knock it out for the season. So that's three sweeps. So I can't wait to come back and see how we got this one wrong later. But anything else you guys would like to touch on for this series?
Last year it was a curse. Every time we swept, we lost the series. And I think we even got swept a couple of times. And we did drop a critical August series, I think, to the Oakland A's last year. Just completely. Bayo got torched. It was a day game, and, you know, he couldn't pitch in day games. And one more tidbit on Alex Wood. In the 2017 World Series that I was erroneous about initially with 2018, 1.17 ERA. So I really thought he was going to be like a number three starter for the Dodgers for the next, you know, several seasons.
He had some good seasons in the Braves too, with like Shelby Miller and all of them as well, I believe.
I guess, but it just seemed to kind of go the wrong way after 2017.
Anything else you gentlemen would like to add? Alrighty, well, that'll wrap it for us here tonight. Thank you all and have a great day.